For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed, joined by junior quarterback Emmett Enright. And Emmett, I thought on Saturday you had a really strong game, 27-36, 435 yards, three touchdowns. What was making you able to see the field so well on Saturday?
I think part of it was the looks that the defense was giving us. They were playing predominantly cover one, cover zero. But, you know, the line did a great job all day. And we have a really talented group of receivers, Jake Anderson, Brendan Bolio, Malik, Dell, a lot of those guys, and some other guys stepped up too. So, you know, they made my job a lot easier on Saturday.
Coach Bolte has talked about that receiving core and how good it can be, and you were able to get the ball to them, and they made some magic. It's got to be a lot of fun throwing to those guys every day.
Yeah, they're a big group. I mean, a lot of those guys are, you know, 6'1", 6'2", or up, pretty athletic. You know, you get a guy like Malik out in space, and, you know, as you've seen, he can create a lot of things, and we have a lot of players like that, especially out wide and stuff, and those guys really did you know, they had a great game on Saturday.
Despite the fact that Jalen Fry was out, your rushing game was still very good, and that's got to help you in the passing game.
Yeah. Mikhail stepped up. Sherrod stepped up for Jalen being injured. And the big guys up front made it a lot easier for him to, you know, find some holes. And, you know, when you establish a good running game, it definitely opens up a lot of things with the offense throughout the game. So that was nice.
How good did it feel getting back in the winning track after a couple of straight losses?
It felt great. It felt great to get the win, but it also felt great just to have a complete game put together from start to finish. I think that was the biggest thing that we took away from that game was how well we played from, you know, the first drive through the last drive. I think we're proud of that.
This week it's the battle for the Axe in Moorhead. How important is this game for this team to win, not only for the Axe, but to continue their momentum?
It's a big game. I mean, every game is a big game. We try to go 1-0 every week, but you know, the last 4 years we've split with them 2-2. So this is definitely a bigger game on our calendar, and we know it means a lot more to go to Moorhead. You know, kind of a more hostile environment. You know, they have their home field advantage, but we hope to bring some of our Beaver fans there and help us out a little bit.
You got here from Madison, Wisconsin. How did you find your way to Bemidji State?
To be honest, I didn't really know much about it, you know, when I was in Madison, but just got recruited here through football, and I've just fell in love with it ever since. I've really enjoyed being up here.
You played both football and baseball in high school. What made you decide to stick with football?
I think most of all the team aspect of it, you know, kind of the camaraderie of, you know, the brotherhood that football has. You know, baseball is a little smaller, but, you know, there's so many guys in football. You know, you can have relationships with a lot of different guys, and, you know, it's just the ultimate team sport. You know, everybody has to be working together, you know, in order for one play to work. So I think that's the best thing about it.
Do you have any pregame rituals?
I'm kind of a superstitious guy, so sometimes I'll do kind of the same routine right before the games, but I don't know. I think one of the quirkiest things that I'll do is I'll put a penny in my sock.
But that's about it. All right, you're going to have to tell me how that started.
It just started in high school. I think early on in high school I started doing it just kind of for fun, and, you know, I got superstitious about it, and I've kind of done it ever since.
Do you have a favorite athlete to watch play, and if so, who is it?
Well, being from Wisconsin, I would have to say Aaron Rodgers, you know, also being a quarterback. But I always idolized and looked up to Brett Favre growing up. He was kind of the guy that I liked watching play and his style and all that stuff.
And to wrap up, tell us about the adjustment you had to go through this year, starting as the number three quarterback, and suddenly because of injuries, you're the main guy. That's a hard thing to adjust to, but you've done it well. Tell us how you did it.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, you know, not really expected to have Brandon go down and then Jared go down as well. But, you know, our quarterback coach, Coach Pike, he prepares each and every one of us really well. And especially each week, you know, Brandon and Jared have definitely helped me along the way. And, you know, I think each week we as a quarterback group have progressed better and better. So it's going well.
Well, Emmett, thanks for your time and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Emmett Enright has been our guest. More with head coach Brent Bolte next when the pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network.